The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Kia ora, namaskar, and a very warm hello to everyone. You are listening to That's Mint by multicultural youth Nelson Tasman. We are here at Fresh FM broadcasting across top of the South on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, and 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay. We are streaming to the planet at freshfm.net and accessmedia.nz app. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today. This is one of our first interviews of 2022 back in the studio. We are super excited. We are again interviewing for our segment that's called Nelson's Journey, which, if anyone's new, is all about the stories and experiences of amazing people in this city who have contributed towards the youth and the community in one way or another. And we have a very special guest with us today. We have the Nelson City Councillor, Rohan O'Neill Stevens. We're very excited. In the studio, along with our guest, is me, Nikki.
I'm Sakshi.
And I'm Om.
Great. So we have a bunch of questions from our guest and some wonderful songs ready to play. So I'll hand it over to Sakshi, who has the first question.
Okay. So, Rohan, do you want to do a little introduction about yourself?
How you're feeling? Yeah.
Sure. Kia ora. So I'm Rohan, a Nelson City councillor, the youngest ever and one of the youngest councillors in the country. I'm now roughly 2.5 years into my first term on council, and we're coming up to another election.
That seems great. Very exciting.
Yeah, a little daunting
at the same time. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, what was the motive that drove you to enter the politic field?
A great question. Yeah. I was motivated by sort of on one side a very like positive energy of like looking around and going, oh, you know, I've got all of these ideas for actually how our city could be doing better and ways in which we could grow and develop. And then on the other hand, I'd spent the last 3 years keeping a relatively close eye on what had been happening in council, and was mainly just frustrated by some of the debate and some of the decisions that had been made that seemed completely counter to where I felt we should be heading as a city.
That's really great. So what age did you start in particular on your campaign, and you thought you need to make a change?
So I was 18 when we launched the campaign, and 19 when I was first elected.
Wow, that is young. I think that's amongst your amazing talents and other skills. I think that is that you were in such a young age, you got to the point where you were like, no, I don't want to do all the crazy other things that normal 18-year-olds do. I want to make a difference. Because in this room right now, there are also two 18-year-olds, me and Sakshi, and we are just managing work right now, which is also so hard for us. So you taking that step is, I think, the biggest achievement, I would say.
I think it's really worth acknowledging and is that, like, I also did all of the other things you do whilst being 18, which was quite difficult and still is sort of balancing your life with being, I guess, a public figure, which continues to be a strange journey. Today I was walking through town and someone said, hey Rohan, and I said, kia ora, and then sort of did the awkward look of, I have no idea who that was.
Yeah, do you get the celebrity feeling often?
Not the celebrity feeling, but more that you'll be sitting in a cafe and you'll go, there's eyes on me, I can feel eyes on me. Is it someone I know, or is it someone who's staring at me because there's something wrong, or do they recognize me? It can mainly just be a little bit uncomfortable at times.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's tough.
Okay, do you want to do the question?
I've got a question for him.
Oh, you have? Okay.
How are you?
How am I? Yeah. Oh, that's
a lovely question. I think that should have been our first question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We just jumped on you with all these political field questions. Om's got the good one. So, yes.
How are you?
I'm really good. It was, I mean, at the end of last year, especially with COVID and some of the stresses that put on the community, I was very much exhausted by the time of our summer break, but feeling nice and recharged. And I think at times you do have to sort of reground yourself as to why am I actually here? Why am I doing these things? Because it's very easy for that mahi just to become sort of routine,
mm-hmm.
and getting disconnected from actually the passions that drove me to be there in the first place. So got to regularly pause and check back in.
Yeah, got to remember why you started.
Yeah.
Otherwise it could become very tiring in a while. Thank you so much for those wonderful answers. And yeah, thank you, Om, for asking the very important question. We should have asked in the beginning.
Literally ran.
Oops.
We just started it.
Right into it.
Cool. So,
who should we do the third question?
Yep. They're really quick and short questions that we have planned. Am I doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It's been long in the studio like this, so we are just a little. So, how does it feel to be the youngest counselor? Any highlights, any lowlights, any difficulties that you had in the process?
I think there was definitely a perception, less so around the council table itself, but within the community of a lot of people check and be like, are they listening to you? To which my usual response was, you know, I don't give them a choice whether or not to listen to me. They're going to listen. But I think that's definitely sort of something that I'm perpetually conscious of, that knowledge that, you know, being the first young person to break into that space, it's not just about you, and the knowledge that people are constantly not just evaluating you, but as a subset, they're going, oh, you know, all young people.
Yep.
So it does make you very wary of and very conscious of, you know, not making simple slip-ups and things like that, because as much as it shouldn't be, people will apply that to a broader cohort. And I've often had to push back on this idea of whenever something regarding youth issues will come up, all the eyes will go to me. And I'll sort of shake my head and go, I don't know what young people think. I know what I think. I know what the people I talk to think. But there's still this very pervasive idea of that young people are sort of a homogenous group.
Yep.
When, you know, I know some radically right-wing young people, and some radically left-wing people, and everyone in between. And I think that's been something that I've really wanted to push forward is breaking that idea that young people have one set of views or one idea for where our city should be heading or what needs to be done.
Definitely, yeah. Assuming that because you were amongst that age range, you would know what the youth community is thinking is, I could get that.
Like, I can't skate.
Yeah, exactly.
I know some people want a skate park, and I'm happy to fight for that. I'll go stand and clap on the sidelines, but don't you dare give me a skateboard, because I will die.
Yep. Yeah.
Scared to get on it.
I will die too. Yeah, definitely. On the skateboard
and dying together. That's
no, we don't want to make this more depressing and negative. We are having a very positive show. Great. So thank you for that little insight in how being a young counselor is affecting your life overhaul in positive and negative ways, definitely. So is it time for a song?
Yeah, let's do one song.
Perfect. We put in little snippets of songs in the middle to keep it
fresh.
Yeah, fresh, and also gives us time to see what we have to talk about next.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy, it's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. String band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a
were getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
Kia ora and welcome back. You're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM. Ah, in the studio again. We still have the same four, unfortunately.
Okay. You wanted new people.
A little bit. Just kidding. But yeah, no, you just listened to Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker, and the other song was
Eve of Destruction by Barry
Maguire.
That's
the one.
Yeah, one of our guest picks. That was a really nice song. Both of them were.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
controversial in its time. It got banned by quite a lot of radio stations because it was basically too progressive for American media at the time.
Mm. Oh. Wow. Didn't know that. Every day.
A little fact that we didn't know about.
Great. Well, got a question here, mate. Where is it?
Okay.
How would you suggest the growing multicultural youth community to collaborate and connect in a constructive way with society?
Ooh.
Big question.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think one of the questions of I guess sort of New Zealand society at the moment is actually how do we, because historically obviously mm-hmm. we've got Te Tiriti, which was primarily sort of rooted between Pākehā and Māori, and how do we open up that relationship, and I love the term tangata tiriti, you know, people of the treaty,
yep.
acknowledging you're here through that process. I guess in terms of the question itself, in some ways I'd almost flip it around and say that in many ways, you know, the burden's not on the growing you know, multicultural youth community. It's it's really on the rest of us, on how we can actually open up our society and be more inclusive and inviting. And and I think of, you know, some of the events that have been massively successful. I emceed alongside some of you at the multicultural festival. These really great events that the whole community loves, and I think that that's really key, is actually celebrating those differences, not striving for any degree of homogeneity or consistency across, but actually saying it's our differences and the shared, both the shared experiences and where our experiences differ, that makes our society so vibrant and enjoyable to be a part of.
Wow.
That was really deep.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going halfway through there, but we made it through.
It made sense all the way, definitely.
You used a big word that I didn't understand.
Yeah, I could barely pronounce it.
Yeah, no, thank you for that, though.
Okay, so...
I think we're just coming to a few light questions about you now, just personally... So do you have any meetings or work after this interview?
I have two Zoom meetings this evening.
Wow.
Stretching into the later hours.
How many did you have before?
I mean, honestly, on most days I'll have a few evening Zoom meetings. Being a counsellor is one of those things where in some ways you choose your hours. There's, you know, the set
there's formal
meetings, but then there's a whole lot more you can do if you choose to. So, like, I'll have weeks that are sort of 60 hours worth of work.
Most that's
of that,
a lot.
Most of that's sitting in meetings. But
Nikki's expression, oh my gosh.
Yeah, too bad the radio show cannot record expressions, because me and Om were just like, what?
60 hours. I get tired of 7.
But I think it's worth acknowledging that only some of that feels like work. Like, so much of the stuff that I do that's really technically great. Work is just the things I do anyway.
Yep.
You know, going along and engaging with community events and meeting people and connecting and volunteering and all that sort of stuff, which sort of becomes blurred into, is this work, is this not?
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, doing something you love. Time really flies.
That's really nice. You found something.
So, speaking of your work, how is your work situation like in COVID times right now? You're in the office, at home?
So, council's moved entirely onto Zoom.
Okay.
Which has its benefits.
Yep.
I can react more honestly by just quickly turning off my camera and sort of swearing into the abyss. But you also miss, and something you don't really think about, but just how much you read into subtle body language and, you know, the little conversations you have whilst grabbing a coffee, things like that, which generally make a meeting move more smoothly, whereas on Zoom you're sort of staring at people's little faces going, are you supporting this? Are you against this?
Yeah, can't read your expression there.
Desperately texting, being like, what do you think? Tell me now.
Yeah, underground texting, familiar with that. Yeah, there are definitely pros and cons for Zoom meetings right now, but do you miss the office environment more, or... going out and engaging more.
Yeah, I definitely miss that. Yeah. We've had to give up quite a few sort of face-to-face consultations, and it's just, you know, it's not the same trying to do it online, and you miss that, I guess, more personal touch.
Yep. Well, we can only hope that things get better with time so that we can go back to a little sense of normal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're together in all this, so.
Okay. In your day-to-day business and hectic schedules, how do you personally manage to keep your overall well-being positive, stimulated,
Would you say, yeah.
Would you?
Just looked at
her. I'm sorry. Okay. Would you say that it's easy to maintain your work-life balance, or? Similar to
it's probably
before,
at this
yeah.
point where I joke that I don't have a work-life balance. Like, it's all it's all sort of one continuous thing in my mind, which can be nice, feeling like, oh, you know, it's not going to work, it's just a part of life.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you sometimes start to feel like, I'm just hanging out with my friends, but it's in my calendar, and suddenly it feels like work, like it's booked in, and I've got to be there at this time. And so it's, I mean, it's definitely something I'm still navigating, is how to achieve that. But I drink a lot of coffee.
Coffee helps, yes. Yeah.
But not just for the caffeine, but also just like having 20 minutes of just like sitting.
Yeah,
I'll often bring
that really
a little,
does help.
I'll often bring a book, just feeling
that's
slightly
good,
normal.
Okay, sorry, he's just pointing out that I'm lactose intolerant, and he's like, why are you
I often drink it with oat milk.
Oh, are you lactose as well?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, I just
like
from
oat
milk.
It's a roll of the dice. Sometimes, like, part of me morally feels like, oh, reduce emissions, I'll have oat milk, but then sometimes, you know.
I've heard it tastes better with oat milk.
No, apparently, like, normal milk is, like, more creamier.
Yeah.
So it's better with normal
milk. I think we're getting on the milk topic here. Yeah. How we talk on
right.
milk.
My number one topic of expertise.
Off topic. But, yeah, just out of curiosity, do you have, like, any hobbies or stuff that you make time for to catch up on?
Yeah, I try and spend at least some time each week doing sort of some form of practical project, usually woodworking.
Oh, that's
and that
nice.
Sort of stuff.
So
just like, I think it's sort of the complete antidote to a lot of the like frustrations of politics, where you're putting in a whole lot of work and you're not necessarily seeing instant changes. Whereas when you're just sort of building, you know, building a little table or something like that, through the energy you're putting in, it's like you suddenly see something that's created and is like tangible and in front of you, whereas so much of my week will go to things that, you know, I might never get to see ever eventuate.
That was a really good perspective on things. Sometimes grabbing hold of your patience can be really hard. And I think you're the first one who said that, you know, if you make something, you feel like it's there in front of you and you can have it, like, you know, have access to it. And then you feel like, you know, things are happening. That's really great. That was really nice. Deep. Nice.
You say really nice things. Rohan.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Sorry, that was kind of mean.
No, definitely. Yeah, no. Rohan, all the way. Great. So, is it song time?
Song
perfect.
Time.
Song time, yes.
We'll be right back. not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness, the coming of the light of day. We're talking about a chosen place. You wanna sell it in a marketplace? Well,
okay, guys, so we are back. You are listening to That's Min on Fresh FM. Still the same people in the studio. The songs that you heard right now, the first one was Lela Mai Lela. It was a Bollywood song. And the second one was Solid Rock by...
Goanna.
Goanna, great. Thank you so much for that. Great songs, both of them. The second one was, again, Rohan's suggestion. Thank you. And we're back to the questions.
Yeah, so while we were listening to that music, we just came out with... I actually came out with a question. It was kind of just about, like, leadership. So, as being, like, one of Nelson's, I guess, leaders, do you have any tips for the youth leaders, like younger leaders?
Yeah, you gave me a heads up, and then we started talking about other things, milk. And I completely forgot to think about it. I guess milk. One of the, like, the key things for me is, I think there's... culturally in New Zealand and around the world, this idea that, you know, you have to earn your place, not through your deeds necessarily, but just by being around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we need to break down, like especially when we think about things like the climate crisis and these sort of massive pressing issues that are primarily going to face younger generations. We actually can't wait for those young leaders to I guess go through that process of waiting until it's their time to take the stage or similar things, but actually just getting out there and I know like putting yourself forward for things, it's always I never volunteered to do stuff. I had to get volunteered by other people because I hate putting my hand up for things. ironic seeing yeah. as where I am, but I think that's really important, is actually just knowing everyone in this room, and I know that there's so many like wonderful leaders out in our community doing so much cool stuff, and we just need more of that and more people just going out and not waiting for some sort of preconceived idea of when you're allowed to start making change, but that, you know, your time is now.
Yeah,
that is really good.
Don't wait.
Great advice in a way.
I love that.
Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for the question too, Om.
Yeah, no, I kind of just wanted to ask because it kind of applies to all of us here because we're on the leadership group.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there's this great term as well, which I think is sort of connects into some of what we were talking about earlier, which is, I guess, around some of the pressures faced in sort of standing up for leadership is that it's this term called moral licensing, where basically, you know, as a society you might do a good act or something that's considered progressive, you know, electing a young councillor. But what you can then see is basically people using that as an excuse to deny opportunities for other people going, you know, we don't need more young people. We've done that. We elected.
Mm.
And that's something that I'm always really conscious of not letting happen, and just saying that it's like, don't never accept that as an answer. Like, there are, I mean, politically I shouldn't say this, but morally, like, there are people in this community, young people like your age and around my age, who would probably be just as good, if not probably better than me at the role, and I guess that's my passion, is like finding those people who are willing to stand up and do it, because at the end of the day it's not about individuals, it's really about the wider city and actually achieving the best outcomes for everyone.
Definitely. Yep.
Wow,
that was really
very deep.
Yeah, no, but that made a lot of sense. Yeah, it's really great to know that someone like you is passionate about such a deep thing, because it does happen. Yeah, a lot of people are given that answer and then they just accept it and walk away when that shouldn't be the case. So thank you for that. Yep.
You've kind of said this, but do you have any final message to the youth of Nelson?
We're running out of time. I'll do a quick one.
Yeah.
Which is
the final.
You know, don't take no on its own as an answer when it comes to, you know, making change in this city. You will most likely, if you want to make change, be told, oh, I can't do that. And generally no good reason will be given. It's just keep on pushing. And it's like looking at things like how long it took to get a youth park. I think 17 years.
Yeah.
One, that is a complete failing and it shouldn't be on the young people to continue to push for that. But the other one is the only reason that happened is because young people didn't take no as an answer. It kept on pushing, and that's really how change gets made. So get out there.
That was lovely.
That was very deep again.
Yep. But yeah, it was necessary. It was really necessary to hear, even for us. Thank you so much for the wonderful answers, the advice, and for giving us your time today. I think we've had a very successful and productive interview.
I would agree.
Yep. This was our first one with a guest, wasn't it?
Yes.
So
I'm on it.
Yeah. No, we are all, yeah, because thank you so much for being our first guest. I guess that's it for today.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be safe, be kind, follow all the COVID protocols, and we will hopefully see you next week with a new interview. Have a great day.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.